Hello and welcome to Sapiens Assurance 360 podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Ingram, and I'm Product Marketing Manager at Sapiens. And I'm very, very pleased to see that you're out there and listening. This is where we discuss the latest news, trends and issues from across the insurance solutions and the technology spectrum. So just in case you weren't aware, the world's in the midst of a fourth wave of digitization. What does that mean? Well, simply put, the age where new advances in information technology, notably the internet and its related technologies, are rapidly merging into and becoming inseparable from daily life. After three previous digitization waves, the computer screens and products, internet-enabled computers and mobile internet, the internet and many of its surrounding objects, smart mobile phones, home appliances, vehicles, everything's connected these days. And different types of sensors and actuators are connected, and their data can be collected and exchanged among devices through modern communications and networking technologies. What you may also have been unaware of was that the Nordics, and that is Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden, are leading the charge in this fourth wave by pioneering digital technologies through their rich ecosystem of startups and leading educational establishments. They are also advancing research in deep technologies such as AI and quantum computing. But what is it about the Nordics that puts them at the forefront of this wave, enabling them to set a global benchmark in digital adoption and innovation? To answer these questions and more is today's guest, Finn Oskarsson, Sapiens Regional Director for the Nordics and Baltics. Finn, thank you so much for joining us on today's program, which is titled The Nordics Fourth Wave of Digitization.
Thank you, Amanda.
So, Finn, let's begin. A simple question to start with. Why are the Nordic countries such early adopters of innovation?
Well, that's a great question, Amanda. And to answer that, I need to look back a bit. I mean, if you look at the Nordic countries, we have around 5 million people in Norway, Finland, and Denmark. Sweden has 10 million. And Iceland, well, I'm not really going to count them because they had 365,000 or something. So they're kind of out of the equation at the moment. But we're not many. And the labor costs that we have are also quite high. So we've always been very cost-focusing and cost-conscious and being kind of aware that the customers need to be serviced. So therefore, also, you see that in the early 90s, we had kind of the initial responses around customer centricity, that we created our own customer databases, having a mutual customer database serving the different policy admin systems for motor, homeowners, households, etc. So given the small population, there's always been the need to kind of get this customer overview and to sell more to each customer. And therefore, they've been kind of bundling products and giving incentives to kind of combine all your policies within an insurance company. So the customer-centric thing has been going on for a very long time, and they've also at the same time been investing significantly into business intelligence solutions, which again gave more information, gave more history, gave more ability, a better ability to understand more about the customer, but also allowing for being proactive in terms of customers who had maybe three policies and they didn't have the travel insurance policy, they could proactively start sending direct mails and getting that business too. So we also see that this amount of data that they have is now the gold mine for the future of AI implementations that we see, that they're able to use all this data, historical data, and be proactive towards the customers. But coming back to kind of your initial question, is the fourth wave of digitalization. I think also we can see that during the early 90s, we had the first web pages providing general information. You might be able to kind of look through and see some specific information about car insurance, but there wasn't really any data there. And the second wave, which we saw coming towards year 2000, you could actually go in and look at your policies and see what you had and maybe get a quote as well. The third wave was when you got My Pages, where you could actually get a full overview of all your insurances that you had, but you could also then start asking for quotes and do amendments to your existing policies. Now, the fourth one is when you start combining all this data and all this information that we have into a dialogue-based solution with the customer where the computer can actually propose and initiate a journey with the customer, proposing the best next steps, and you should be looking into this or that. So we kept kind of this two-way dialogue between the customer and the insurance core system, if you like.
So thank you for that. It's fascinating. Just from a Nordics perspective, what do you think their success in the digital adoption has been? Is it about providing insights and lessons for the rest of the world? What do you think those lessons and insights might be?
Well, I think the success that the Nordic has within digitalization, I mean, is quite significant. When I'm meeting customers outside the Nordic, Southern Europe, the US, other places, I see that they're very old school. I mean, they're still taking payments with checks or credit cards. Well, in the Nordic, that is very, very old school. So I often say that the Nordic is the Silicon Valley of insurance. And there are many reasons for why we are there. And coming back to the initial question around customer first, customer centric, we also have a very strong infrastructure in terms of internet access, mobile networks. And we also have very standard, official and trusted electronic IDs so that you can log on to various sites and they are trusted and they are secure. So it's very easy to identify yourself as an individual when you're doing your insurance or banking or whatever it was on the net. It's also, I think the Nordic has been so proactive and so innovative because we have a high cost of labor. We're very technology prepared, ready to test new things. And we've been early adopters. So I think the Nordic has been kind of getting used to technology and utilizing it in the most optimal ways. And I think thirdly, the thing that also impresses me is the insurance industry in the Nordic have been able to look from the kind of the outside in, looking into the needs of the customer, looking into adjust the customer journeys and to simplify the products and not asking too many questions that are in reality unnecessary. So that you're not kind of replicating the old back office screens in your policy admin systems, but you're actually redoing them and putting them in a different, more natural order when you're communicating with customers, which allows for a better customer experience, which then allows for customers to come back.
Thank you, Finn. That's fantastic content. So the Nordics has been well known for their efforts in innovation and sustainability and, you know, the current hot topic of ESG. Have these efforts helped ease in any way the terms of greater acceptance of digitalization and any other next-gen technologies? What's your take on that?
I think the Nordics has been very preoccupied with the climate and being sustainable and kind of doing the right things. We see a severe impact on climate changes in several places in the Nordic with flooding, rain, etc. So I think the Nordic has understood we need to change our behavior, but also how we do things. And if you look at how we are moving into the claims area, where we're starting to repair and not kind of throw away and provide a new one, I think that's really one of the areas where we see the biggest impacts of our sustainability thinking. Also, the fact of the number of electric cars in Norway is significantly higher than any country in the Nordic. And that's mainly driven by tax issues, but also low cost of road tolls, etc., allowing the customer to kind of be incented to move in that direction.
Thank you, Finn. Just on our next topic, among the Nordic countries, Finland, Norway, Sweden, Denmark and Iceland, is there one that stands out in terms of digitization? Is there a particular market that sets a real example for the world in terms of digitalization initiatives?
I'd say that they're quite similar, all of them. Their level of automation, digitalization is quite the same. The infrastructure is quite advanced and mature, so that you will see that, I mean, the way that the insurers interact between them is highly automated. We don't see that anywhere else on the planet. For instance, if you go to your insurance company and you buy a new policy, then the existing company will take care of the cancellation, make sure that all these kind of transactions are done automatically. You don't need to do anything else. The same thing we see around claims regress handling, that's also been automated between the companies through this advanced network. So I think it's quite similar, the whole kind of the way that the Nordic insurers think. And that's because, again, coming back to becoming a customer-centric organization, thinking about how we can simplify things for the customer.
Thank you, Finn. Those insights are fantastic. So we're lucky we have time for just one last question. Are there additional factors that the Nordics will require or need to consider or even adopt to continue their competitive advantage in digitalization?
That's an interesting question. Well, if you look back, I mean, the Nordic, they have been leading this. So that it's kind of what the Nordics do, you will see many others will follow. And I think we probably haven't even thought of what's coming up next. But one movement that we see is the moving to the cloud, not mainly for cost reason, but more for regulatory compliance and security. We see the number of cyber attacks increasing also in our region. So security is becoming a very, very important part of their daily operations. Furthermore, I think if anybody is preoccupied with GDPR and data protection and access to data, I think the Nordics take those rules a lot more seriously than other parts of Southern Europe, for example. So the cloud is enabling a lot of that those requirements to be solved. I think also the fact that you see the car insurers are moving more and more into the insurance space. The large Nordic insurers typically have around 30 to 40% of their premium income coming from car motor insurance. And you see that market changing and the dynamics are changing so that the insurers will need to kind of move away from traditional 12-month policies into a kind of pay as you use, pay as you rent, pay as things go wrong type of things. And they're very actively getting into the whole value chain of either owning a car or using a car. Well, either it's on a monthly basis or an hourly basis. And that is a big challenge to these larger insurers to kind of adopt to these changes that are happening very, very fast.
Thank you, Finn. This has been a fascinating conversation on the Nordics and how they've really caught the fourth wave of digitization due to strong government support, highly educated population and a culture of innovation, which has populated these countries as leaders in the digital arena. To our listeners, as always, thank you so much for spending your time with us today. We love hearing from you. So if you have comments or would like to follow us on social media, please reach out to us on our channels. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. And thank you once again for listening. We've got more coming, so stay tuned for our next episode of Sapiens Insurance 360.